Hello, and welcome to the Party of Ones podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lori.
And today, we will be hosting the first annual award given by our podcast.
Yay!
And we will introduce what those awards are a little bit later. But we just felt like since it's award season, you know, we have our own awards. And we have our own people that we'd like to recognize.
Yes.
And also, this episode, we are going to be celebrating that this is our year anniversary of doing this podcast.
Yay!
Actually, tomorrow.
Almost exactly.
Yeah. Will be the 1 year. So we'll be celebrating that, and we'll be celebrating giving out some awards. Overall, celebrations everywhere.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Okay, so should we start with our 1 year anniversary discussion?
Yes, I think we should.
All right.
Yes. It's been a whole year.
It has been a whole year. We still love it.
Yeah.
Update. We still love it.
Oh, we haven't done a tattoo update in a while.
Update on the tattoo.
Official tattoo update.
Still love it.
Still love it.
Very happy with it. I don't stare at it as much as I used to.
No, it doesn't catch me off guard as much as it used to.
No, I'm just used to it being there, but I also do love it.
Yeah.
Still.
Although you probably see yours a lot more than
I see mine.
Yeah.
Lots. Yeah, yours is in a place where you don't see it as much.
Which is on my ankle. If you're listening to this, you don't know where mine is. let's not start any rumors about me or my
tattoo. Mine is on the inside of my wrist, so I see it all the time.
So a year ago, we got snowed in.
Yep.
And we decided to see if we could start this, and we did.
We did.
I'm proud of us.
I know. We've had some ups and downs, mostly with timing.
Yeah.
Like having time.
Yeah.
To do this and to get together to make it work.
Yeah.
But because at one point we would record many episodes at once, and now I feel like we only ever have time to fit in one at a time.
I know. Well, I also think that the beginning, we felt really gung-ho and excited, and we still are gung-ho and excited, yeah. But we're also tired.
We're also tired. But I also think that now we're getting kind of to, you know, the dead zone right now where there's not a lot going
on. Yeah.
And so, and then, you know, once we pass this, then it gets really busy again, but then also we have more time because summer.
Yeah.
So yep. I just feel like our biggest, busiest time has passed.
Yep.
So maybe we'll have some more time now. Also, I remember when we first started this, we had like 30 or 40 ideas for a show. And now we've run through most of those ideas. So now it's like, what are we going to talk about? Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to need to do a new brainstorming session.
A new brainstorming and have a list.
Yeah.
You know, I think another way we've changed over this year is before when we first started the podcast, we would outline every podcast. And Rachel had a special journal. She wrote everything in. And now we just wing it.
Just talk.
And I think a lot of that changed after we had constructive criticism that we were too educational.
It wasn't too educational. It was described as educational.
Educational. So I feel like even though we didn't like the criticism, we have loosened
up. We heard you.
Since.
It's more casual.
Yeah.
I also just think it was us just trying to figure out how to fill 40 plus minutes.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning it feels hard because it's like, well, that's a lot of time. How are we going to fill all that time?
But now
then
you get
used to it.
Yeah, now I think we do really well.
Yeah,
just filling in the time. Sometimes I have to stop talking about things because we've gone over time.
Well,
so
this is all we have. Yep. Yeah. We also have had some fun guests.
Yeah,
pop in. That's been a fun addition. We haven't had a guest in a while. We'll have to get back on that too.
I know we haven't, but I also think it's been hard for just us to find time to get together
let alone somebody
add in
else.
Some else. We did have Elizabeth a few weeks ago.
That's true.
She was on a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
Or, well, like 4 weeks ago, maybe.
Yes. So, in terms of your favorite episode that we've done, what comes to mind?
So, I have a couple, actually, that I think of. One of my funnest episodes was the one that we did in Nashville with Carolyn.
Yes.
I really had we were falling asleep. We were so tired. But the idea of being in a different place and recording, and Carolyn's really fun anyway. And I really liked that episode for that reason, like being on location.
Yeah, it was
that
fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. And then the other one that I really had a lot of fun with was with Nick.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in, like, our middle days, I feel like.
Yes.
But still, like, the fact that we had so much material.
It was by far the most editing I've ever had to do.
Yes.
In one episode. He kept talking about things that he wasn't supposed to talk about.
Yep.
Like, you can't say people's names.
Yeah.
You can't share that very intimate detail about their life.
Yes, that's true. But that one, I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, I knew what we were getting into.
I mean, I knew
yeah.
a little bit, but I loved that those episodes just because having him on brought a whole different aspect to the show. And I think that, isn't that where we started talking about the purses and the wallet?
Yes, yeah.
And that has so really good. Stuck ever since. That was... I love that.
That has provided us with many fun times after that also.
Yes.
Yeah. We love a good double entendre.
Yes, we do.
I think favorite episodes for me, I'm trying to think. I thought that our not so special Valentine's Day special was really fun.
That's another one of my favorites.
And you know, nothing has changed for either of us, so we'll be gearing up for another not so special
Valentine's
Day special.
And I feel like
Day
we
special.
Should be doing another box.
Yeah.
We could do a new
box. Actually, speaking of that, Facebook was advertising single swag to me.
Oh, were they?
The other day. And you know, out of the 12 items that were pictured in the single swag box, I think I own 10 of them. And I was like looking at it and I was like, this makes me feel bad. And then I was why do these people know this about me? And why are they advertising it to me?
I know.
Facebook.
Well, that's how I found out about it, was on my Facebook feed.
It was like a book that I've read and own.
Yeah.
It's on my bookshelf. A specific kind of like facial stuff that I use. Like all this other random stuff where I was like, yep, I own that. Yep. Oh, yep. Have a version of that. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have that too. Like, well, that feels great.
Okay.
So I liked that. I also liked the episode where we talked about like dating etiquette from like
oh that magazine
that? From
the
like
old
the 50s
article.
I think or the 60s maybe. I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
And it was fun to like learn about that. I liked that one.
Yep.
I
always love Hot Guy March Madness.
Oh, yeah. Hot Guy March Madness is always fun.
And we'll
you
do
know
that
what?
Again
Sometimes
this year.
Sometimes really a curveball as to who you're going to end up
yep.
with.
Yep.
I don't know who I ended up with this year.
Was it...
All I can remember is Noah Centineo. Was it Noah Centineo?
It had to be. Was it Noah Centineo?
Yes, it had to be because the year
was
before
was it Michael
that,
B. Jordan?
No. It was Noah Centineo. It had to be.
It had to be.
Because last year I didn't know who he was.
That's right.
He's a new addition to my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that Alexander Skarsgård's never won Hot Guy March Madness for you is really shocking.
He did win the
first year.
The first
was he
year
not
we
included
did it,
in the
he wasn't
year?
That. No,
oh,
that was
win.
The big upsetting. That was the upset last year because he was in it the first year we did this, which wasn't on a podcast. And he went right through. I mean, that was a given who was going to win. And then last year, he wasn't on it. And it was a really hard March Madness because I didn't know who I'd end up with. And it ended up being Joe Manganiello.
Yes, who I do not understand.
I know. You don't. Yeah, I know.
But
that's fine.
I'm excited for you.
Well, we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up because if Alexander Skarsgård is on it, then it's not really a competition for me. But if he's not on it. I think
you still have to go in and try to be unbiased and fair as you can.
I don't know if I can.
I think it's your duty to the listeners of this podcast.
I don't know. I've held on to a celebrity crush for him for many years. I am very loyal. Very loyal.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think those are some of the favorites. I'm trying to think favorite guest. I feel like every episode where we have a guest, I really enjoy it.
I love them. Like, yeah, every single one has been good.
Yeah, really, really fun.
Yeah, mostly there's not been one guest that I like more than the others.
They're all our friends.
Yeah. Yep. They've all
maybe
been fun.
This is the year that we have a guest that neither of us know prior to having them.
How are we going to find them?
I don't know. I mean, the internet exists.
We'd have to ask our friends to set us up with another single that we don't know. They'll come on our podcast.
Or maybe if it's like an expert, we could like, you know, we could give them a pass even if they are married.
Yeah. I do have someone that I would like to have on the show, but I'd have to, it's touchy situation, which we'll talk about later. But there is somebody who I'd like to have on the show, but I'm afraid it would hurt other people's feelings.
I'm intrigued.
You are intrigued. We'll have to talk about it. I'm very certain none of them are listening, but we'll talk about
it later.
We'll
talk about it.
Because I do have someone in mind, but also it would be awkward. I can't say more than that right now.
Well, you don't stay
tuned. That's the teaser, everybody.
Are you interested? Can you not wait for it to come out? Yes. Okay. So this episode is going to be our first annual.
Wait. Drum roll.
This is a great drum roll. The first annual Sammy
Awards 2020.
So the Sammy Awards stand for single and maintaining yourself.
Yep. Yay, the Sammys.
The Sammys. And we really want to take this opportunity to hand out some of these awards to really recognize the people out there who are just, you know, they're doing the thing. They're slogging through. They're single. They're living their lives.
Yep.
Some of them have already lived their lives because this is also an award we give after death.
Yep.
In some cases.
Special recognition.
Special recognition. And it's for those people out there who have been doing the damn thing on their own.
And some of them seemingly for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy.
Yeah.
Some of them died that way.
Yeah.
And were fine with it.
And they were fine.
So, we are hoping that this gains national attention.
Yeah. And if any of these people are listening and want to physically come in and accept the award,
we're open to that.
We are open to that. And we will give you an award that is conducive to our budget.
Will be a single swag box.
Oh, no, we could probably buy, like, little gold statues and then have a little gift bag.
A little grab bag.
I mean,
bag.
I'll go to the dollar store and put something together.
I feel like if any of these people are showing up, we can't go dollar store route.
No, because you know what? It would probably be refreshing to them because they get they get all this fancy stuff all the time. And we'll give them just, like, a little.
Refreshing. How quaint.
How quaint.
Although.
Really. Keeps me at my roots.
Some of these people will be undead. So,
well, they don't actually get it, but, you know, we could have
a representative, a
best friend or somebody. There's always somebody who
comes, some random family member.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Okay. I will go first. My number one favorite single person is famous and hilarious and very pretty and very rich, and her name is Rebel Wilson.
Oh yeah,
I love Rebel Wilson, and she is just like doing her thing.
Yeah,
she gets a Sammy for, I don't know what I would call the Sammy. Funniest single, maybe. I don't know. The
funniest single.
Sammy, because look at all the amazing movies she's been in.
Yeah.
She's constantly talking about, I follow her on Instagram, and everything she talks about is very positive, mm-hmm. yet hilarious.
Yeah.
She's very into, like, women doing their thing and being independent. But she also, like, she's constantly traveling the globe.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know, she'll show pictures where she's all over these places. She checked herself in, I want to say it was 6 or 7 months ago now, to, like, one of those weight loss camps, like, where Kate went on This Is Us.
Yeah.
And she checked herself into one of these camps. And you can tell she lost, like, a little bit of weight, but she didn't, like, suddenly come out, like, super skinny. But yet she was so proud of what she had done.
Yeah.
And she looks so pretty. And, like, I think she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
No matter what her size is. And her attributes are much more than what she looks like. I mean, mm-hmm. she's so talented.
Yeah.
I just love her.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I said, I feel like she garners a lot of criticism from a lot of people in the industry.
I'm sure.
And even people who, like, watch her movies. Like she is, like, it would be easy for her to be, like, the token, like, funny fat girl.
Right.
But she, like, doesn't really allow herself to be, like, put in that box. She's like, I'm just out here doing me. And, yeah. You can like that or you cannot, but I'm not going to change what I'm doing
right.
because you don't like it.
And for her to break into an industry where it is so much about looks, and be successful at it and be unapologetic for what she does. I just love her. I really like everything she does is funny, and she's not looking to win, like, an Emmy or anything like that. You know, she's just being her. But lucky yeah. for her, she just won a Sammy.
Woo!
Yeah. So that's my first person.
I think that's a really good pick. She also, I've heard her talk about being single, too, and she's very, like, she's very like, I'm looking for somebody to, like, come and, like, do life with me, and I'm not slowing down to, like, go find somebody who's
right.
Doing
you just have
else.
To, like, hop on this train,
yeah,
and just come along. You know, she does the commercials for Match.com.
Yes, and they're very funny.
And they're funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. She was also in that, she was in a rom-com this year, but it was like a spoof of a rom-com.
Yeah, isn't it romantic?
Yeah, and it was very good. And I loved that she is, like, not a, she's not what you see as the lead of a rom-com.
No, and who was it was a Hemsworth, wasn't
Liam
it?
Liam Hemsworth.
Was it
yeah.
Liam?
He was in it, yeah. And, that movie was problematic to me for other reasons, just because, like, it has, like, the best friend waiting in the wings who they, like, see, they fall in love because, like,
yeah, oh,
they
yeah, fall, yeah.
It's like, who are all these people who are just, like, they know all these people that they could be in love with, but they're just refusing to acknowledge it.
Right.
Like, so I don't love that aspect of it, but I did think it was really funny. And I liked that she was, like, bravely the lead of that movie.
Right.
When, like, I feel like other people would have not picked her or not seen her as a romantic lead.
Exactly.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
I do love it. All right.
So we hope you accept your Sammy.
Yeah. Congrats.
Congratulations. My first Sammy award is a I'm trying to think of what a good way to name this is. She's dead.
So this is our postmortem award.
It's a postmortem
in respect.
Award. In memoriam. And it's we'll call it a literary award.
Okay.
So my first Sammy would go to Jane Austen.
Yes. I almost picked her.
Whom we talk about a lot on this podcast. Yeah. We're big fans of her work. But her life and her love life is actually super interesting based on all the things she like wrote and came up with.
Yeah.
Because she was never married. And she wrote to support herself at a time where it was really hard for women to support themselves. And she refused to give up kind of this life that she created for herself.
Yep.
To be married to a man and to kind of, you know, agree to his agenda. And I feel like present day that is like pretty amazing, but also like back then it was like unheard of.
Yes.
And if the movie Becoming Jane is to be believed, she had her shot at love with this man, but then they couldn't be together because he was promised to someone else in order to save his family.
Yep.
And she couldn't allow him to marry her because she didn't have a fortune.
Right.
And he had to go do the right thing, which as a one, I really respect her for that so much, because it's like she could have had this thing that probably would have made her very happy, but she chose what was right instead. And she chose what, like, she couldn't go against her conscience to go be happy. Instead, she chose to just die alone, which I think is like, I feel like a very scary projection of what my future might be, but also like pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And she's impressive, and her work is so good. And like, so many of the females that she writes are so like strong and brave and like, they don't fit to the mold, and they don't say what they're supposed to say, and they don't do the things that they're supposed to do. Yep. And I just love that.
I do. She's definitely a trailblazer.
Yes.
And a good person for any female to look up to, a good representation of what a strong female looks like.
Yeah. At a time where there weren't many of those, because, you know, those old white men really getting the gal down.
Yep.
But yeah, she is. Yeah. So she's my first award winner, bravely choosing to die alone instead of marrying a man that would have been wrong.
Yep. I do like her. Yeah. That was a good pick. She almost made my list. And then we cut it off at 3, and she was like number 4.
I'm afraid that one of ours will be the same.
I am too, but after my next one, I don't think the third will be the same.
Okay.
Okay. So my next Sammy goes to somebody who had been married several times, but has remained single for, I'm going to guess, like, I don't know. I want to say like 20 or 30 years. Like, he's been single a while.
Uh-huh.
And is still alive. And that goes to Betty White.
Oh, yes.
So I chose her as a representative, I would say, of any older person who, instead of getting married again in their old age just to not die alone, who is just doing their own thing and is good with not being in another relationship. So like my grandma, for example. My grandpa died when they were in their, I want to say, like, he was like in his late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So he died, and she just immediately said, no, I'm just never going to get married again. And people would say to her, well, do you ever think you want to, you know, there's a lot of older men out there who could be a good companion, whatever. She's like, no, I have zero interest, and just stayed away from that forever. My great grandma was the same. Her husband died when they were in their 60s. She stayed single. Like, just, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm all done. And Betty White is the same way. Like, she had one marriage that lasted like less than a year. She had another marriage that lasted a very short time. her third marriage lasted a very long time, and when he died, she said, I'm just done.
Had my great life.
Yeah, and I'm all done. And so this award is more of a representation of that great love award.
Yeah.
Where people had it, they figured that was it for them. There was nobody ever going to come along that was going to be better than that. They don't want to marry just a companion.
Right.
And so they are done. So this award goes to Betty White and all people.
Yeah.
Who have fallen under that had same great love, the Great Love Award. And yeah.
Decided that they're good.
That
to
that
go.
Was it. Now yeah. They're good.
Yeah. That kind of thing always, like, not that I think that there's like, we talked about this kind of in our like soulmates episode. You know, not that I think that there is like one person for right. each person, but I do feel like there's something to be said for like, you know what you have when you have it, and when like when you don't have it anymore, like you can't fathom what a substitute for that would be.
Right. Like that's
so just like you,
so you just
don't
say,
even,
oh, I'm good.
Yeah. You can't even imagine like wanting it or having it. Not to say that some people don't find it like something good after,
right.
You know, something bad happens or after, you know, but yeah, I think that's pretty amazing.
But like, you know, I have known older people to remarry for the companionship, knowing that it wasn't going to be the same the second time around. And I've seen it work.
Uh-huh.
But they just both go in with that same understanding that they both really loved who they had before.
Yeah.
And they do love each other.
Yeah.
But it's never the same.
It's a different kind
of love. It's a different kind of love. And I have seen that work out. And I mean, that's fantastic if that works out. But I do really admire the people who just plain don't go looking for it.
Yeah.
And they say, no, this love that I had will get me through the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't need it anymore. And that was Betty White. That third time around, she was just like, no, that was my person. And I'm all done.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great.
Yeah.
And also she's hilarious.
And she's hilarious. I mean, I feel like she makes more money now than she did when she first started acting. You know, like she's just everywhere, you know, the Golden Girls. And then she kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And then just like a resurgence of Betty White. Yeah. And, you
and
know,
she's the last
for her.
Living
she's
Golden
the
Girl.
Last living Golden Girl.
Pictures of her from when she's young, too. She was gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous. I think still think she's a very good looking older woman. And, you know, too, like her, I've never seen her. I mean, to say that she hasn't had any work done, like, I don't know. But she doesn't look like that fake, like, older people, like, forgive me if you're listening, Goldie Hawn, but, like, Goldie Hawn, you know, looks so
altered,
her face looks so altered. Like, maybe not her body, but her face.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are just so many older women that I see that happen to, and Betty White doesn't look like that. She doesn't look like she's been altered.
I think she's a part of kind of that last generation in Hollywood that was kind of allowed to, like, age gracefully.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was in a show where it was kind of about her being older, I think probably helped her because it was just like, it's okay that you look old. You're supposed to be an old lady. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So that's my number two.
I think that's a good pick.
Okay. So your turn.
This next award we will title the Trailblazer Award.
Okay.
Because I feel like, in how we view singleness, how we view single women, I feel like is changing, and I hope that it's becoming like more progressive and more equitable. And like, we, you know, we joked about in a couple episodes ago being like the leftover women.
Yeah.
And I think there is like definitely some of that like in our society, but I hope that's going away. Yeah. And I hope that like women are able to be evaluated on their personhood and not whether or not they've been able to like find someone to partner with. So this award goes to someone who I think is helping to further that agenda, and this award's gonna go to Emma Watson.
I almost put her in, and then I took out Betty White.
That's the one I thought maybe we would overlap on.
I was hoping you would have her in there.
Yeah. So Emma Watson turned 30 this year.
Yep.
And is single. And in November of this year, she actually did an interview where she said that she likes to describe herself as self-partnered.
Yeah.
So not she's not single. She's self-partnered.
Yeah, she's not even looking. She doesn't even want to be.
In the idea that she feels like she is good to go all on her own, and that she is supporting herself. She is making her own dreams come true. She's like figuring out what her life's going to be like and what her life's work will be. And I mean, now, to be fair, she also has some level of privilege to allow her to be in that position and to be so steadfast in her decision to, you know, support herself. She got all that Harry Potter money.
Yep. She is so, independently wealthy.
Yes. So that makes it. Yeah. And that, you know what? If I were independently wealthy, I feel like I could really get behind that also. Yeah. But I'm not. So if you're out there, you're listening, you're independently wealthy and age appropriate, hit me up. Yep. But she is, I think she's doing a lot of good work in that she is someone who is like traditionally attractive.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's successful. There's nothing wrong with her, and yet she's still choosing this life for herself. Yep. You know what I mean? Where I feel like people assume that, like, if that's the life that you're choosing or that's what's going on with you, that, like, there has to be something, like, wrong, or that there has to be, like, that there's, like, that you have some kind of damage that doesn't allow you to, like, be right with someone else. But she's just like, nope, I'm good to go on my own, doing my own thing. I slow down for no one. And she is self-partnered.
Yeah, and not only that, she is a very strong feminist.
Yes.
Probably even, you know, more so than I would feel. I mean, I feel like I'm not super feminist, but she is a very strong feminist. She's a very strong environmentalist.
Yes.
She lobbies for a lot of different causes and really is non-apologetic about any of it. Yeah, and I think, you know, she is one of those people, like, that you hear, like, there must be something wrong with her. Like, maybe she's a bitch, or maybe she, but, whatever. Good for her.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants and do her, and,
And she's challenging, like, this, like, you know, the idea that, like, you're successful if your life looks like ABC, and she's like, nope, I'm going to be successful and my life's going to look like what I want it to look like.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of times where there are single men, especially who are famous for whatever reason, that are 30, 40 years old. I mean, look at George Clooney for all those years.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, look at him. He's so great. He's a bachelor. Wow. It's really great. And then, you know, there's still that double standard with women that, oh, wow, why is she still single? Something must be wrong. But nobody ever said that about George Clooney.
Yeah.
You know,
or
so,
it's like, oh, nobody picked her.
Right.
Like, oh, that's sad. That's nobody picked her. Yeah.
And I do believe that it's because she hasn't picked anybody.
Right. Yeah.
That nobody has come along that has been like, okay, I'm going to make a compromise for this person.
Right.
She has found no one that she can say that for.
Right. And I also would like to say that, you know, when once we give a Sammy, if you're still living and you do find love and you do get together and you get married, we'll be happy for you.
Oh, yeah,
we will
for
not
sure.
revoke your Sammy.
No.
You
get to keep your Sammy forever.
But that being said, like, if this is the path that she's choosing, and I really do feel like she's trailblazing. She's expanding what people think is normal and okay for women.
I agree.
I think is good.
And whenever we do our second annual Sammys, which will probably also be during award season.
Yes.
She might come up again because she is somebody who I feel like is steadfastly in that group.
Yeah.
So
she's also fantastic in Little Women. She's in Little Women and she is fantastic in it.
You know, that's another thing about her is she only takes roles of strong women.
Yeah, that's true.
She will not, like, I heard that in an interview or read that about her somewhere. Like, she's very picky about what movies she takes because she will only take strong feminist roles. And, like, even when she was Hermione, I don't know if that was her intent at the time because she was so young.
She was young, yeah.
But she kind of fell into a strong female role.
Well, and I think that she was one of the first roles as a young girl where she was really in the mix, roughing it up with the boys just as much. I mean, right. She was kind of the brains of that operation, right. And she was, you know.
I mean, everybody knows if it weren't for Hermione, Ron and Harry would have been done for a long time.
Yeah. So I think probably that's probably influenced her a lot just in that, like, all through her growing up years and through her teen years, like, she was this, like, strong,
right,
brave, like, female.
Right. And I know zero about her parents, but I wonder if that was instilled in her very young, and when she took this role, like, her mom or somebody was noticed that this was a strong female role. Mm-hmm. That she should take. You know, you got to wonder, like, what influenced her to be that way.
Yeah. Yep. She's our trailblazer for the year.
Okay. My last Sammy, and I feel like this is going to be very obvious, and you're going to laugh at me. My last Sammy.
Is it me?
Goes to.
Is it me?
It's not you.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The last Sammy goes to Alexander Skarsgård.
Of course.
I feel like if I didn't give him a shout out, that I would be remiss.
I feel really stupid because I was trying to think of who you might have picked, and he did not come up, but he definitely should have.
He was actually the first one I thought of. And you know what? I don't think he's trying to be single. He's not like this trailblazer like Emma Watson saying, like, I don't need nobody.
There may be something broken about it.
I'm not really sure, but, like, I have to give it to him. He has been single. He's had one on again, off again relationship with this one girl who I didn't even know. But he has remained single for so long. And I think it's just because he hasn't met me yet.
Of course.
But the thing that I do like about him, aside from that, is one of the interviews I saw from him, he talked about how his love life would always be private.
Uh-huh.
So there could have been some girls that have come and gone that just people aren't really aware of.
Right.
Because he's never seen in public with a girlfriend. He's never seen, there's no PDAs, there's never anything. When he goes to award shows or, like, movie premieres, he brings, like, his dad, his mom, his brothers, like, his buddy. And he doesn't even ever bring, like, a woman just as, like, his
arm candy,
like, his plus one.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, like, even a female friend, like, well, you're coming because I need to have a date.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that. He's almost always seen alone. You know, and
he's a loner.
He is. He just does his own thing. And I can't really say, like, I admire him for that. I'm just happy for that.
Because you don't want him to find someone?
No, I do. But
if you truly loved him, wouldn't you want him to find love?
But do I truly love him? No. I haven't met him.
I don't know.
I don't think I could be in love with someone I've not met.
You have very strong feelings.
Well, he's just my celebrity crush. Would he show up if he showed up at my door today and asked me out? Yes, I would go out. But if he showed up at my door and asked me to marry him today, I would say no.
I don't know you.
I think I would say no.
What if he's listened to this podcast and he knows you, but you don't know him?
If you're listening.
So he comes to the door and he says, Lori, I've listened to every episode of this podcast. I've heard the numerous times you've talked about me. And he's able to cite specific things from our podcast and things that you've said. And he uses those as reasons for why he loves you. And then he says, please, please spend the rest of your life with me. You'd say no.
Yeah.
Oh, liar!
No, I think so, because I don't know him. I know what is on, like, public access, but I don't know him.
So you'd turn him down. You'd say, get out of here.
I would say, let's go on a date and talk about it.
We're going to need to go talk about this.
We're going to go talk about it.
Talk about it over tacos.
Yeah, I mean tacos. No, not for the first date. I couldn't eat tacos around a guy on the first date, especially him.
What can you eat, though?
No, it has to be something that's very fork and knife. What's going to be a safe
food?
Chicken.
Let's go get a piece of grilled chicken together.
Yeah, I could go with like some grilled chicken with maybe some like a fries. Or perhaps a, this might even be pushing it, a baked potato.
Oh, baked potato. Oh my gosh.
But he would win. He would win my hot male single Sammy.
Ooh, a hot male single Sammy.
Yep.
Oh, I live. Hot. I don't. Well, Sammy. Okay. Sure. Great.
He's my person.
Much like Joe Manganiello, do not see the appeal.
I know. I know you don't.
I'm very happy for you. And I hope that your chicken and fry and or baked potato date goes well.
I do too. Alex, come on over. I have plans today.
today won't work, today but after won't the work. Today.
But tomorrow but then, evening would be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is in the world right now.
Where in the world is Alexander Skarsgård?
The last he was in L.A., for some movie premiere, he was with his dad. Oh, no. I just saw a post where he was yesterday. I think he's back in New York. I think he might be in New York. He's in America right now. He always goes back to he goes back to Sweden over the holidays all the time.
Yeah.
So he's been out of the country for a while.
And this concludes this week's episode of Where in the World is Alexander Skarsgård? Which I would like some credit for seamlessly putting in his name Carmen for Carmen San Diego.
It worked out very well. It worked out very well. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's your last person?
My final Sammy for this year is an activist, Sammy. And it goes to someone else who's also dead. I have two dead.
What is going on with you, with the dead people?
Well, I was looking at people, and then I kept trying to convince myself not to give one to her, but I can't because I've been thinking about her very much recently.
Wait,
and
is it going to be Jane Goodall?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know that Jane Goodall was single.
I don't know, but
she just had the apes.
Yeah.
Okay. No. It is Louisa May Alcott.
Oh, you just put her in because of Little Women.
Yes, exactly. I have been thinking about listeners, I know this is really disappointing. It's really disappointing to me as well. Lori does not like Little Women.
No.
She
no
cannot get behind the fact that it doesn't end the way she wants it to, and she hasn't seen the new one.
That is not true.
And she has a very sourpuss attitude toward the whole franchise.
It is not true. I do like Little Women. I read that whole book.
I know.
I read the entire book, and I have read it many times, and I have seen many movies, but every single time I've read it and every single movie I've seen, it doesn't end the way I need it to end. And
I know.
So I refuse to see this one.
So you're boycotting. You're boycotting.
Because it will still not end the right way.
Okay, well, that's debatable. But also, I think that it ends how it should end. And also that Louisa May Alcott is a very impressive person.
Okay,
much like
more.
Jane Austen. She also was single until she died. And she did a lot for the women's right to vote in at that time in America. She did a lot of writing about why women should have the right to vote, why it's important that women care about what's happening in politics, why it's important that they are active in their communities and things like that, that women are already running households, but they don't get a say in what happens in those households, or they don't get a say in what happens in their communities, even though, like, they're, like, in charge, but only in name, not in any kind of real power. So she did a lot of work to convince people that women should have the right to vote and that women should have a voice in places where they didn't previously have a voice. And also she wrote strong female characters. And even in Little Women, you can kind of see that there are many strong female characters, but who are not all the same. Like, she writes with a good diversity of women. So there are women who want to be married and marry for love, but because of that, they're poor. There are women who want to be married and want to marry wealthy, and they do that, and they live their life, and they're happy. There are women who never want to be married and who end up marrying because they fell in love with someone, you know, but she herself was never married. And she took Little Women to her publisher initially, and Jo was not married to anyone. She was going to be alone. And her publisher said, like, nobody's going to want to read a book with a heroine who's not married. Like, no one's going to sign on for this ride if she doesn't find someone to love. And so then she wrote in that she would fall in love with the professor. But her intention was to have Jo die alone, because she died alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, much like Jane Austen, she's just doing her thing, living her life, supporting herself through her writing and writing what she wanted to and fighting for other people to have a voice. I think that's awesome. Even if Jo and Lori don't end up together.
You know, another reason that book bothers me is because
they have a character that has your name.
That has my name. That's a boy.
I know.
And he spells his name. My name is spelled L-A-U-R-I-E.
Yes.
His name is spelled the same way. My mom bought me that book when I first started to read, saying maybe I would like to read that book, that she had always liked that book. And for many years, I wondered if she named me after a boy.
But also, isn't Lori short for Lawrence? Like, his last name is Lawrence, right? They just call
is
him
Is his
Lori.
First name Lawrence?
No, his first name is something else. His last name, I think, is Lawrence, and they call him Lori for short.
I knew it was, but it doesn't matter.
It's still
to
the
a
same.
Girl who's like 12 years old reading Little Women, who's the one of the main characters is a male named Lori, spelled exactly the same way I spell my name. That's a little traumatizing. And my name is not really one of those like dual gender names.
No.
Has there ever been another male Lori ever?
Well, probably Lawrence, who was called Lori.
But even if I had a kid and named him Lawrence, I would not call him Lori for short.
I wonder if it's because, and if it had anything to do with the fact that Joe has a male, a historically male name.
Yes. And do you remember the Friends episode when Joey tries to read Little Women? And he's so upset because, like, Lori is a boy, but Joe is a girl. Yeah. And he couldn't figure that out, and Rachel had to tell him.
I also really love it when, like, Beth's sick and she's dying. She's like, and he's really like, sick. Beth, she's not doing well. I don't know if Joe will make it before she dies.
I do love that episode. That's one of my favorite Friends episodes. But, that was always a little bit disturbing to me that his name and my name are the same.
I can get that, yeah.
And then it kind of went away because, like, the age group that would normally make fun of me for that has grown up and became adults. And then the age group that I teach now didn't know anything about those books, that book.
Yep.
But now there's a resurgence.
It's back.
And I just keep waiting for somebody to say to me, do you know you have a boy's name? No. He has a girl's name. He has a girl's name.
No, that's when you launch into the, like, gender is a construct. Anybody can have any name. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's really funny. Man. Well, that brings us to the end of this year's SAMMY Awards.
Yay.
Congratulations to all of our recipients. We know that you are super flattered. And We hope that you too have enjoyed this. If you can think of any singles who are single and maintaining yourself, please let us know.
Yeah.
And we would love to, review their resume for next year.
If you feel snubbed in any way, we apologize.
Oh, yeah. You're all
we
great.
Are not really like in like we are not part of like the Emmys or the Oscars group where they intentionally snub people. We are not that way. We are all inclusive.
Yes.
And we want you to feel welcome.
Yes.
So give us a shout out too if you feel snubbed, because we would be happy to do a Sammy's part two.
Oh yeah.
And include some, we could have a category of previously snubbed.
Previously snubbed.
And
yeah, write in, tell us
write
why.
In.
Why do you deserve one? We're willing to give them out.
If you also have any ideas for future episodes.
Yep, hit us up.
Hit us up and let us know. Or if there is a part two or something you want us to revisit.
For. Yep.
Let us know and we will do that soon. I think we'll have some fun things coming up because we'll have another not so special Valentine's Day special.
Yes.
Which will be coming up faster than we know it.
It'll be here.
That's all I know that we have going on. But
yeah. So if you want to reach out to us, you can tweet at us at Party of Ones. That's Party of the Number One S on Twitter. Or you can email us at partyofones.podcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your ideas. We hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye.